morning, 21st day of July. All is well with the world, at least hopefully in your little corner of the world. Today is National Be Someone Day. Who do you want to be?
Turn yourself into that person, I guess.
It's also Junk Food Day. Your favorite junk food, Jonna, is?
I would say Taco Bell, if we're getting very specific.
I would say ice cream. Good morning. We're Joe and John. Things you need to know this morning. A 14-year-old Egg Harbor Township boy is dead following a collision with a vehicle while he was riding on an e-bike. The accident happened last Thursday night in the area of Maryland Avenue and the bike path in Summers Point. Police say they believe neither speed nor alcohol were factors in the accident. The driver of the vehicle was a 47-year-old woman from Philadelphia. She nor her passengers were not injured.
An arrest in a July 4th incident in Cape May. Police say a 21-year-old Marlton man was arrested and charged with removing a pride flag on display at a local business.
And Ocean City Council has passed a 3% tax on rentals booked on third-party services like Airbnb. The approval process now heads to the state, which takes about 90 days. The ordinance creates a so-called transient accommodation fee. Fee would not apply to hotels, motels, or bed and breakfasts.
And your South Jersey weather for today, mostly sunny, comfortable, high of 86.
Happy Monday. It's time now for Jonna's Fangirl Update.
We're talking about Dolly Parton this morning. Her brand new musical, Dolly, a True Original, just made its big debut at the Fisher Center in Nashville. The show follows her inspiring journey from a small town mountain girl to a worldwide icon. It's packed with heart, humor, whole lot of Dolly charm, okay? It's headed to Broadway next year. During the premiere, though, Dolly had the crowd laughing. She was reminding them, listen, it's a Broadway show, not a hootenanny, as she called it. And it's really funny to hear her say that word. Everything we know about Dolly's musical, it's up for you right now, catcountry1073.com. If you don't know, now you know. Astronomer CEO caught on the Kiss Cam at the Coldplay concert is officially out of a job. Andy Byron was spotted smooching a colleague on the big screen in Boston, if you haven't heard about it. He's officially quit. And the internet was still lit this weekend. Two of our favorites had a field day with it. Both Luke Bryan and Morgan Wallen joked about it at their shows this weekend. Luke Bryan asked the crowd, are y'all here with your secretaries? Of course, we've got footage for you. So funny. You can check it out right now on the Cat Country 107.3 app.
It's Cat Country 107.3 mornings with Joe and Jonna. How fast can we ruin Monday? Let's talk about your credit card balance. Paying the minimum balance on your credit card? Officials say it's hard to imagine that paying it off that way would take decades, but it really will. Paying the minimum on a credit card with a $2,000 balance with 18% interest will take you 30 years to pay off.
Dang.
It'll take longer to pay off your credit card than to raise your child. Cat Country 107.3 mornings with Joe and Jonna. Time now for your Cat Country joke of the morning, brought to you by your friends at Bridgeton Auto Mall. Take advantage of family and friends discounts happening right now at Bridgeton Auto Mall. Our joke is in from Chris. Chris lives in Cape May Courthouse. Thank you, Chris.
All right, Chris. Thank you so much.
Here it is, your Cat Country joke of the morning. What's your name, boy? Said the cop. The young man said, Peter, sir. The cop said, oh, do you have a stutter? The kid says, no, sir, my dad had a stutter.
Oh.
But the guy who filled out my birth certificate, he was an idiot. Country 107.3 with Joe and Jonna. We've got a traffic situation continuing to happen this morning. It started yesterday afternoon, actually. Tanker truck spilled like 800 gallons of gasoline.
That's so nuts.
At that at the iconic Wawa store in Wildwood. Mm-hmm. They had to close Rio Grande Avenue yesterday. It remained closed overnight. Remains closed this morning as crews continue to work on cleanup efforts. The environmental impact, what's going to happen there? It's a big mess in Wildwood. Allow yourself some extra time, especially getting on and off the island, and go the other way if you can. Cat Country 107.3 mornings with Joe and Jonna. Time now for your Cat Country dumb story of the morning.
Where are we off to today?
Paris, France. A 76-year-old Belgian man traveled over 430 miles to meet 38-year-old French beauty queen and model Sophia Vuzeland, believing he was about to marry her.
Oh.
Unfortunately, the man had sent $35,000 to scammers while communicating on WhatsApp with someone posing as Vuzeland. When he arrived at her home, he proclaimed, I am the future husband of Sophie Vuzeland. To which her real-life husband responded, well, I'm the current husband. Vuzeland and her husband informed the man he'd been defrauded and advised him to report the incident to police. Coming up, but just after 7:30, Cat Country Morning Trivia. We got a great prize this morning. Take us to see Little Big Town. They're one of our favorites. Little Big Town is going to be up at the PNC Bank Art Center in Homedale Friday, August 8th. Win your Little Big Town tickets just after. Things you need to know this morning. A 14-year-old Egg Harbor Township boy is dead following a collision with a vehicle. He was riding on an e-bike at the time. The accident happened last Thursday night in the area of Maryland Avenue and the bike path in Summers Point. Police say they believe neither speed nor alcohol were factors in the accident. The driver of the vehicle, a 47-year-old woman from Philadelphia, was not injured. Neither were her passengers.
Despite some rain, Lucy the Elephant celebrated her 144th anniversary this weekend in Margate, of course. She's the oldest roadside attraction in America and is a National Historic Landmark. Organizers celebrated Lucy's special day with food, rides, and games.
And Ocean City's beaches again rated the best beaches in New Jersey for the 12th year in a row. Ocean City topped a survey of beachgoers conducted by the New Jersey Sea Grant Consortium. Margate came in second.
Your South Jersey weather for today, mostly sunny, comfortable, high of 86.
For Joe and Jana, we still have this situation happening in Wildwood. It happened yesterday afternoon. Cleanup continuing today. A big gasoline tanker truck spilled like 800 gallons of gasoline at that Wawa station, the retro Wawa right there on Rio Grande Avenue, the main drag in Wildwood, or in and out of Wildwood. Fire department responded. Crews have been working to clean up the area ever since it happened yesterday. Rio Grande remains closed in and out of Wildwood. Best way to get to Wildwood is through North Wildwood. Cleanup efforts expected to continue at least this morning.
Jeez.
Again, avoid that area of Rio Grande if you can. Or Rio Grande Avenue in Wildwood if you can this morning. Oh, what a mess.
Cat sure Country, sounds it.
107.3. All right, let's move on. Cat Country morning birthday shout-outs.
All right.
Happy birthday, Mark Naylor of Galloway. Mark of the big 4-0 today. Loretta Gorman is 59. Cindy Buzinski of Dorchester celebrates today. Megan Yunker of Manahawkin has a birthday. How about Isabella White? Isabella White is 5 today.
Happy birthday, Isabella.
A whole handful. Happy Aww. Birthday, Isabella. Linda DeHaven of Toms River has a birthday. Happy birthday, Linda. Happy birthday to Jerry Jorgensen of Millville, who's 51. Caitlin Stanfield of Weartown is 33. Helen Guinness of Egg Harbor Township has a birthday. And William Macumber of Cape May has a birthday. Happy birthday, William. We miss you. Happy one to you as well. The recipient of our Cat Country big birthday shout-out today, Mark Naylor of Galloway. What? It's Cat Country 107.3 mornings with Joe and Jana. Jana, fill in the blank. Happening this weekend, Niagara Falls, Ontario, Canada. The world's biggest gathering of blank.
The world's biggest gathering of furries. Am I right?
God, no.
I don't know.
No. The World Santa Claus Congress kicks off this weekend.
Well,
Niagara
it is
Falls,
almost.
Canada. Christmas in July. Mm-hmm. The world's largest gathering of Santa Clauses. It'll be provide a venue to allow Santas, Mrs. Clauses, and other Christmas entertainers from around the world to promote joy, hope, and Christmas cheer. Among the things during the Congress, Santas can take professional development courses and subjects learning how to walk like, laugh like, and exude the Christmas spirit of Santa. Cat Country Morning Trivia is on the air. Phone number 609-383-1073. Or hit the Call Us button on the Cat Country 107.3 app. Prize today on Trivia, 2 tickets to see the band Little Big Town. They're going to be up at the PNC Bank Arts Center in Homedale Friday, August 8th. You've got 2 tickets for Little Big Town when you win Trivia this morning. Here's the question.
Nice.
It's huge. It's destructive. It has an average lifespan of 10 days. What is it? Again, it's huge and destructive and has an average lifespan of 10 days.
A continued affair that gets exposed at the Coldplay concert?
No.
Because they're breaking up real quick if they're in already.
It's huge and it's destructive. It has an average lifespan of 10 days. What is it? Cat Country 107.3 with Joe and Jana. Cat Country Morning Trivia on the air. At stake, 2 tickets to see Little Big Town, PNC Bank Arts Center in Homedale, Friday, August 8th. Here's the question. It's huge. It's destructive. It has an average lifespan of just 10 days. What is it? Hi, Cat Country.
Hi, is it an asteroid or a meteor?
No, that's not it. Thank you. Hi, Cat Country. What's your answer?
Hurricane.
Hurricane is absolutely right. You win.
Woo!
Wow.
Who's this?
Kathy Mastropiri.
Yeah. Kathy, where are you from?
Brigantine.
Kathy, we've got two tickets for you to see Little Big Town on you. We're Joe and John. It's Cat Country 107.3. We're dealing with a continuing situation in Wildwood this morning. It happened yesterday afternoon. Big fuel spill at that iconic retro Wawa located on Rio Grande, which is the main thoroughfare in and out of Wildwood. Fuel spill everywhere. Crews have been cleaning up since yesterday. But as of right now, the fastest way in and out of Wildwood would be exit 6 of the Parkway, North Wildwood. Take that way, because Rio Grande still backed up, closed in some areas around that Wawa station.
Yikes.
Big shout out to all the crews been working overnight to make sure things get back to normal. Church Hands of Time. Is there anything worse in the world than going to your local drugstore? What is it? CVS? Is there any Rite Aid anymore? Are they gone?
I don't know.
CVS, Walgreens. Is there anything worse than going to your local drugstore to buy something and you go up and down the aisle searching for it and all of a sudden you find it and it's behind one of those little glass cases and then you got to go find somebody who has a key that can let you in it?
Yeah.
What are the most stolen things? I have a list here, Jana. The most stolen things from drugstores. I have a list of the 10 most stolen things. You have 3 guesses. Let's see how many you can get on the, on the list.
I'm going to say ibuprofen.
All right. Over-the-counter medications. Okay. We'll let that go.
Okay. Right. I'm going to say greeting cards.
People are stealing greeting cards.
They might be.
Why aren't they locking those up?
They're like $7
now. That's not on the list.
Okay.
There's not a big... Hair products. All right. Shampoo and hair care.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. Okay. And...
But that's your three guesses.
Right.
Want to make another guess?
That's right. Am I allowed? Can I?
Yeah, you haven't guessed anything in the top three yet.
I'm going to say like drinks in the drink thing.
Like drinks.
Yeah, drinks in the drink in the
candy
fridges.
And snack foods.
That counts.
Well, you're not even close. Number one is cosmetics.
Oh, I should have guessed.
Number two, baby formula. Number three, razor blades and shaving items.
They're expensive.
You got number four, which was over-the-counter medications. Other the most stolen items at drugstores. Number five is toothpaste and oral care.
Yeah.
Six, you guess, shampoo and hair care. Then come phone accessories.
Okay.
Deodorant. Sunglasses.
I should have guessed sunglasses.
And you said the last one, candy and snack foods. Good morning. We're Joe and John. You need to know this morning. A 14-year-old Egg Harbor Township boy is dead following a collision with a vehicle while he was riding on an e-bike. The accident happened last Thursday night in the area of Maryland Avenue and the bike path in Summers Point. Police say they believe neither speed nor alcohol were factors in the accident. The driver of the vehicle was a 47-year-old woman from Philadelphia. She nor her passengers were not injured.
An arrest in a July 4th incident in Cape May. Police say a 21-year-old Marlton man was arrested and charged with removing a pride flag on display at a local business.
And Ocean City Council has passed a 3% tax on rentals booked on third-party services like Airbnb. The approval process now heads to the state, which takes about 90 days. The ordinance creates a so-called transient accommodation fee. Fee would not apply to hotels, motels, or bed and breakfasts.
And your South Jersey weather for today, mostly sunny, comfortable, high of 86.
Cat Country 107.3, mornings with Joe and Jana. Time now for my favorite tweets from the last 24 hours.
Here we go.
There are 5 of them. Number one, the monster under your bed is a content creator.
Yeah. Probably is nowadays.
They all are. Everyone is. Number two, if you tell me your van has air conditioning, I'll help you find your lost puppy.
Absolutely.
Let me get in.
Throw in some candy.
Number three, Coldplay has provided me more entertainment in the last 24 hours than they have in their entire musical career.
Agree.
I still don't know who they are.
I agree.
I still don't know who they are. Number four, a guy was rude to me in the pharmacy section. 10 minutes later, he got behind me at the checkout with one item at a full cart and didn't let him go ahead. Actions have consequences, Greg.
Well, sorry, Greg.
We're Joe and Jana. These are my favorite tweets. Last one, number five. The only thing worse than a nightmare is waking up from a great dream before you get to see how it ends. It's Cat Country 107.3. Mornings with Joe and Jana. We still have this traffic situation in Wawa. In case you didn't hear it, there was a big spill of gasoline at that iconic retro Wawa station on the Rio Grande Avenue in Wildwood yesterday. Mm-hmm. A fire department responded. The crews have been cleaning up the mess since yesterday afternoon.
It's just a mess.
Rio Grande Avenue is still closed this morning. Allow yourself some extra time in that area. Or better yet, if you're trying to get to Wildwood off the expressway, get off at exit 6 instead of 4. That might be better. Also, we have a traffic accident this morning at Egg Harbor Township. This on the Garden State Parkway. right at the Atlantic City Expressway, Garden State Parkway northbound after the expressway exit. There's an accident there, shoulder blocked, leave some room. Number one for new country, Cat Country.